All right, Rabbi Osai, good morning, good morning. Let's get in a few minutes in Eretz Hashem with Bilvavi. So we're picking up on page Yud Aleph, paragraph Yud. Kirvas Alekim Litov, as we've been learning over and over, closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David HaMelech says, is something that is good for me. Ze'ino inyon shal yeda o imra, ala metzias hachayim. This is not a statement. This is not something you say. It's not even a metzias. It's not something you know or something you say. Rather, it's a metzias hachayim. It has to become a reality of life. And I will say, in this small statement lies perhaps one of the greatest challenges that we encounter in our day-to-day lives. There are many things we believe, right? I believe it with my mind. I believe it with my heart. There are many things that we say, we espouse. The problem often becomes in the execution, right? Or in the inculcation of these very same ideas in my day-to-day life. So therefore, again, the Mechaber says this concept that we're talking about, that Dveikos Ba'Hashem, clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that sense of connection, that is what is necessary in order to create Shleimos. It's not enough to believe it, it's not enough to think it, and it's not enough to say it. It has to become a Metzias HaChaim, a reality of life. Ze'ino inyon sheshayach rak l'chaga Pesach, o l'chaga Shavuos, o l'chaga Sukkos. This is not like something, some nice, beautiful, lofty idea that you remember on a particular Yom Tiv. Ela, ze'u inyon sheshayach l'chol rega v'rega, mechaya adam mamish. It has to become something that is a reality, ultimately, again, in our day-to-day life, every single moment. Shisa yamim b'shana, 365 days a year. Chav dalet sha'os b'imam, 24 hours a day. V'samech dakos b'sha, and 60 seconds, or 60 minutes in every hour. Kom tziyos ha'adam, lichios karov labori v'davok bo. So we'll say, you already describing right now, you might think to yourself, come on, this is not possible. Right? That a person is going to, I'm going to develop myself into the kind of person who goes ahead and constantly thinks about closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, understands that Dveikos Ba'Hashem is a reality, is a Metzias HaChaim, literally every moment of every day, I'm not wired like that. So I just want to point out that, remember, what he's describing over here is creating something that is part of your consciousness. When something is part of your consciousness, it just becomes part of your being. So, you know, obviously we can relate to this maybe like on a biological, like, Baruch Hashem, like, I don't have to think to breathe. Right? Whatever the science behind it is, but we'll call it, it's part of my metzias. It's part of who and what I am. Right? I don't have to go ahead and necessarily, you know, think to see. There are certain things that are programmed just as part of my consciousness. What he's highlighting over here is, and the same thing applies in Ruchnius. If you reinforce something enough, over and over and over, it becomes part of your, what he calls, Metzias HaChaim. It just becomes part of it. By the way, the truth is this not part of the beauty of like Daf Yomi? Right? That again, you know, one of the, who said it over? Oh, it was Josh and Brian both said about never missing a day of Daf Yomi. I can't say that. I give the shir. And I can't say that. There have been days where I just had to catch up. I was like, but you know this, but remember, even if you miss, there's this, okay, make it up. In other words, why? Because mostly, you see, this is what it becomes. It becomes part of your Metzias HaChaim. It becomes part of the reality of life. Anything that you enforce and reinforce and reinforce over and over and over, by definition, becomes part of the reality of your life. So therefore, again, remember, like going back to what we saw yesterday, you put this statement of the Ramchal, Be'emes ki yashlemos ha'amiti yadvekas boris baruch shemo, that one phrase, that the Shema was going to, true completion only comes from Dveikus Ba'Hashem. You put that in your pocket, you begin to habituate yourself to looking at it every 15 minutes for a little while, then what happens? It just becomes part of your consciousness. It just becomes repetition. I would say, you have to understand something. We know this. There is a reason why Judaism is a repetitive religion. Right? You ever wonder why we have to daven three times a day? Same Shemona Esrei, three times a day. It will say, if I were to take a poll, right, to ask, when was the last time you had Kavana for all three Shemona Esreis in any one day? Last time you had Kavana, all three Shemona Esreis in any one day. right? Like I said, then we can scale it down to two, right? After two, we can scale it down to one. I would say the truth is, kavana three times a day, especially like by us, when we daven Ma'ariv, Mincha Ma'ariv, like in such quick, you know, succession like that, you're having kavana in every single tefillah. No, I wasn't saying quick, like that wasn't a reflection on the Baal tefillah. I'm just saying, in general, that would have been rapid, right? It's just the nature of the way we daven. What's the pshat? I don't know if this is true, it's just something that I feel. I don't know that Chazal's goal was kavana. I don't know if that was the goal. I think the goal was repetition, because repetition creates a certain heightened level of awareness. I'm a Jew who davens. And by definition, when I daven, who am I davening to? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm creating repeated God awareness in my day three times a day. If you get kavana, that's great. Good for you. Good for you. That's like the cherry on top. But that's not actually the goal. The goal is repetitive spiritual behavior. Because when you do that, it becomes part of your metzias achayim. It becomes part, not just not something you have to think about, not something you have to do, it becomes part of your spiritual consciousness. And once it becomes part of your spiritual consciousness, that's where profound fundamental change occurs. Rabbi, so I have to stop over here for today. Shkoyach. What a week of doing the Sefer. Incredible.